This is a Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Yuma tape number 3. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rabbi Yosef ben Moshe HaKoyen Greenfield, Zichrono Levracha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
This tape is a continuation of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in Masechtas Yuma. We are beginning from the fifth parak, Perak HaTziulai. Let us recall that there are five stages to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Stage number one is in Bigdei Zohav. Typically, Bigdei Zohav was used for the Avodahs which are not specifically related to Yom Kippur. In the Bigdei Zohav, in this first stage, the Kohen Gadol did the regular Avodahs Hayom, including the Tamid Shel Shachar. Stage number two was in Bigdei Lavan. In this stage, we did the primary Avodahs Yom HaKippurim. Stage number three was in Bigdei Zohav, where the Kohen Gadol brought the Eloi, the El Ha'am. Stage number four was the Bigdei Lavan, where the Kohen Gadol took out the Kafu Machta from the Kodesh Kadasha. And finally, stage number five was back to Bigdei Zohav, where the Kohen Gadol brought the Tamid Shalbein Ha'arbayim. We are now in the middle of the second stage, as the Kohen Gadol prepares to go into the Kodesh Kadasha. This is in Masechtas Yuma on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we will begin at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, they brought the Kohen Gadol, the Kaf Umachta, the spoon and the shovel, which would be used for the Keteres, which would be brought into the Kodesh Kadosh. The Gemara says we use the Kaf to give honor to Hashem, like the Nesiim did. As the Pasuk says, Kaf Achas Melea Keteres. The Kohen Gadol takes Keteres in the left hand and coals in the right hand. And the Gemara asks, Yatziva Bi'ara V'giyara Bishmei Shmaya? The Keteres, which is the chash of a thing, should really be in the right hand. So why do you put the Keteres in the left hand? Putting the Keteres in the left hand is like keeping the chash of a person on the ground and putting the stranger up in Shemayim, in other words, into a high position. So the Gemara answers, the Machta is heavier. Since the Machta is heavier, we put it into the right hand, which is the stronger hand. And even if the Kohen Gadol has big hands, we still put the Machta in the right hand as a matter of lay plug, as a matter of uniformity. Kimchas had seven sons, all of whom were Kohanim Gedolim, including Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas. Kimchas had this chus, since the beams of her house never saw her hair. In other words, she was a very big tznua. And Rashi adds, we know the inyan of tznius from the pasuk of Kol Kvoida Bas Melech Penima. The Gemara says that the first stage of the Karban Mincha is the Maisa Kmitza, where the Kayan takes a handful of flour for the Mizbeach. The Chafinas Keteres is the Maisa of scooping the Keteres. The flour that gets stuck on his hand is also part of the kaimitz. The Gemara asks, what about the flour between his fingers? So we say, teiku. Daf mem ches. The mole chofnov, two handfuls of keteres taken on Yom Kippur, were slightly heaping handfuls, not flat or not too high. The Gemara says that if the dam from the neck of the carbon behema falls to the floor before the kain could do the kabbalah, he's not allowed to pick it up from the floor, and it's pasul. But if it spilled from the neck to a keli, and then it fell to the floor, then the Kohen Gadol is allowed to pick it up, since it was already kaddish when it first fell into a kli. In other words, what we say here is that Kabbalah must be midam hanefesh. It has to be directly from the par, otherwise it's pasul. The Gemara says we know that by a karban, if a person has a bad machshava, a machshava, for example, to eat it chutz lizman or chutz limkaimeh, then it can become pasul or pogum. And the Gemara asks, if a kayan has a bad machshava when he does the chafinas keteres, is it also pasul? So we say that it's totally in the inyan of if machshire mitzvah is kemitzvah dami or not. And why is this machshire mitzvah? Since chafina is preparing for the keteres, therefore it's machshire mitzvah. And the question is if machshire mitzvah is kemitzvah dami or not. And the Gemara says, teiku. Daf mem tes. Zar v'aynin, shikr u'balmum are pasul for Kabbalah, and for Halacha, and for Zrika. And the Gemara also says, V'chein Yoshev, V'chein Smile. And people who are also Pasul are someone who is sitting, or someone who did it with his left hand. We say that a person can eat or drink anything if it is for the purpose of refuah in a makom sakana. We know, in fact, Rav Chanina was an expert in medicine. The Gemara says that the measurements of Chafina were done twice, once outside and one inside of the Kodesh Kodashim. We say that if the Kohen Gadol shechted the par, and then he died, can his successor take the blood from this par and take it into the Kodesh Kodashim? So we say that it's a machlokes between Rav Chanina and Reish Lakish. The Gemara says that in order to participate or withdraw from Chaburas Karban Pesach, you must first do so, before the Shechita of the Seh. Masha'en came by the par of Yom Kippur, a second Kohen Gadol may be able to bring the blood of his predecessor's par. Dafnun. In general, only a Karban Sibor can be Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tuma, but a Karban Yachid cannot be Deicha Shabbos or Tuma. The Gemara says that anything that has a fixed time can be Deicha Shabbos or Tuma, but not other things. Then we say that there are five cases of Chatos which must be put to death, which must be left to die. These are referred to as Chatos Mesa. One of these is if the par of Yom Kippur was lost, and then it was found later. In the meantime, a different par was used. So what do you do with the first one? So you have to put it to death. The other four cases of Chatos Mesa are the Vlad of a Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesa Baaleha, or a Chatos that became too old. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that you do not actually let the animal die, you do not put it to death, but rather these animals graze until they get a mum, then they're sold, and the money is given as a nedava. The reason that they say you don't put the animal to death is because we say, Ein chatos tzibor mesa. The Gemara says that tmura, the act of moving kedusha from one animal to another, cannot apply to a karban hashutfin, but only to karbanos yachid. The Gemara asks, when the Kohen Gadol brings the par, and the other Kohanim get a kapara too, are they considered shutfin in the par, or are they only considered bekufya, floaters, in the par? Dafnun Aleph. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Karban Pesach cannot be a tmura, since it's specifically a Karban Tzibor, i.e. you cannot shecht it for one person, but only for a Tzibor. However, a Pesach Sheni is Deicha Tuma. He learns this from Kechol Chukas HaPesach Ya'asu Oisai. Just like the first Pesach can be brought betuma, so too the Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, by the par of the Kohen Gadol, the maskana is that although he buys the par with his own money, the other Kohanim are considered partners also for the Kapara. We then have a Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol would walk towards the Kodesh Kodashim through the Heichal, and there were two curtains between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Rabbi Yossi says there was only one. The Gemara says there were two curtains, because it wasn't clear if these curtains were considered lifnim or lechutz. And finally, everyone agreed that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kodashim on the north side, but there's a question exactly how he did this. Dafnun Beis. Chaviven Yisrael shelo hitzrichon hakosav lishliach. Jews are considered so precious to Hashem that they don't need a shliach to be mispalel for them. Rashi explains that each person can be mispalel for himself, and Hashem will hear his or her tefillas from their heart. Rabbeinu Chananel learns pshat, that although the rest of the year the Kohen Gadol comes in to the Avodah wearing bells, on Yom Kippur he goes straight into the Kodesh Kodashim just with the big day lavan. The Gemara says that the Heichal until the Kodesh Kodashim was 40 amos long. Then the Kodesh Kodashim itself was 20 amos. There was a question as to the Kedusha of the wall between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. This was referred to as the Amma Traskin. We say that there are five times in the Torah where we don't know if a word goes on the previous or a latter inyan. And then we have a Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol came to the Kodesh Kodashim and he put the machta between the two posts and he put the ktaris on the coals and then he backed out of the Kodesh Kodashim face forward. He then said a quick tefillah katsara, not too long, so as not to scare Klal Yisrael. We say that the second Beis HaMikdash did not have an aron. However, on Yom Kippur, where did the Kohen Gadol go then? He went into the Kodesh Kodashim, to the Makam, to the place where the Aron had originally been in the first Beis HaMikdash. Daf Nun Gimel. If a Kohen Gadol does not put all ingredients into the Ktaris, then he's Chayav Misa. And if someone goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, not on Yom Kippur, he's also Chayav Misa. Rabbi Eliezer said that Nadav and Avihu died because they were Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, before Moshe. Taisvis brings other reasons from Masechta Sanhedrin why they died. Amongst those are the fact that they drank yayin before doing the Avodah, and they did not wear certain begotten. The Gemara says when a Talmud leaves a Rebbe, he leaves with his face forward, not with his back to the Rebbe. The same thing applied to Kohanim by the Avodah. When Rava left Rabbi Yosef, he left face forward, and Rabbi Yosef blessed him to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, when a person ends Shemona Esrei, he takes 3 steps back, bending forward, and then says, Oise Shalom, looking left. Then he says, Hu Yase Shalom, facing right. And we say that he shouldn't step back forward until he waits enough time to be able to walk a distance of 4 amos. This is brought down by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet. The Tzvila Kitzara of the Kohen Gadol is primarily for the schus of getting rain and for Klal Yisrael's parnasa. We then have a Mishnah that says, after the Aron was taken from the Beis HaMikdash, there was a rock in its place, and this rock was called the Evan Shasia. It was 3 etzbois high. And in fact today, the dome of the rock, which is sitting on the Har HaBayis, is supposedly on the spot where the Evan Shasia was. We then say here in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle the dam, and he would count achas, achas v'achas, achas ushtayim, etc. Then he left the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara says that the Aron went with Klal Yisrael into Golos Bavel, according to one pshat. Other pshatim say that the Aron was just hidden in its original place, in other words, underneath the Kodesh Kodashim, or that it was hidden in the wood storage room. Daf Mem Dal. Sancheriv Melech Ashur came and mixed up all of the nations. The Gemara says they used to move the curtains around the Kodesh, so Klal Yisrael could see the Kruvim embracing each other. The Gemara says there were 13 pareiches in the Beis HaMikdash, including 7 by the gates of the Azara, 1 by the entrance to the Heichal, 1 by the Ulam, and 2 between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. The Kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash actually embraced each other. And finally we say that the Evan Shasiyah was the foundation of the world. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was begun at one center point, and all the rest of the world was built around it. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it was created from 4 sides, and then worked its way towards the center. Other opinions say, a stone was thrown into the sea, and it was created from there. And finally, the Chachamim say it was created from Eretz Yisrael. Daf Nun Hei. The blood sprinkling wasn't actually al ha-pareches, on the pareches itself, but rather in front of it. The counting, achas, achas vi achas, etc., was achas lemaila, where the Kohen's finger was facing upward, and sheva lemata, where 7 times the Kohen's finger was facing downward. And it was the same for both the par of the Kohen Gadol and the soyer la'azazel. The Gemara says any time the Torah says pene, in other words, for example, like pene ha-kaparis, it means toward the east. The Gemara says sometimes the meaning was, instead of saying achas, achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim, but the meaning was to say achas, shtayim v'achas, shleisha v'achas, in other words, the order being reversed. The Gemara says that the Kohen repeats the words achas, in other words, he says achas, achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim, etc., to give him some breathing time, so he doesn't lose count and he does not get mixed up. Finally, the Gemara says there were 13 boxes for donations in the Beis HaMikdash, as it's brought down in Masechta Shkolim, 1 for Shkolim, 1 for wood, etc., and all these 13 boxes were clearly marked for their purpose. Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara brings down numerous cases of Brera to support or reject the designation of the use of the par and the sawyer blood at a later time. Case number 1. Halakeach Yayin Miben HaKusim on Erev Shabbos, and we know that a person has to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisrus, and now at this point on Erev Shabbos he has no kalim to be mafresh them, but he wants to use this wine on Shabbos. So he designates b'machshava now exactly what the percentages are going to be, and Rameyer says he can drink all the wine on Shabbos because we say yesh brera. And therefore, huver hadavar l'mafreya, what it was exactly that he wanted to be the truma and meiser, and what it was he was going to allow himself to drink. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say no. He's not allowed to drink on Shabbos, because we say ein brera, that a person is not allowed to pinpoint something retroactively. We also bring down the case of ayay. A person cannot walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos. We know that a person is not allowed to do that. However, in the case of a dvar mitzvah, a person is allowed to move their base via the use of an Erev Tchumen. So once a person has a base which is 2,000 amas beyond his current base, his new base becomes the new point, which is 2,000 amas outward. So according to Ayah, if the Rebbe, the person's Rebbe, is already coming, but one is not sure whether he's coming from the east or coming from the west, you can put up two of them, and later you could say, Huver Hadavar Amalam Afreya, which side he's coming from, due to the klal of Yesh Brera, Daf Nun Zayin. Generally speaking, you cannot learn one thing via Hekesh from another thing which was already learned from a Hekesh. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon b'Yechai visited Rome and were able to see the pareches from the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the Gemara says that the par is ma'akev the sire, but not vice versa. In other words, first you have to sprinkle v'dam ha'par, then v'dam ha'sire, and if you do it the other way around, it's no good. Daf Nun Ches. When blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the blood of the par and the blood of the sire are sprinkled separately, but according to Rabbi Yeshia, they are mixed together and then sprinkled. The Gemara says, just like there cannot be a chatzitza between the kohen's hand and a kli sharis, same too, there cannot be a chatzitza between the kohen's foot and the ritzba, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And here we have the shaila of min b'minai chaitzitz ayena chaitzitz. Then we have a Mishnah. After the sprinkling of the dam ha'par and the dam ha'sayer in the kodesh kodashim and the heichal, the kohen gadol now comes to sprinkle on the mizbeach hazav, on the yisoid ha'mizbeach, from up to down. Then he would put the blood on the mizbeach hachitzah. All blood from the Beis HaMikdash would drain out into floor canals, which spilled into the Nachal Kidron. The Nachal Kidron is between the Har Habayis and the Har HaZesim. If you go to Yerushalayim today, the Nachal Kidron is the area to the east of the Old City. It's the valley between the Har Habayis and the Har HaZesim. If you walk away from the Kaisel, going southward to the Shar HaAshpa, the little gate where bus number one goes through, and then you turn left on the road and swing around the Old City toward the Shar Rachamim, the entire valley to the right is called the Nachal Kidron. Incidentally, the other famous valley in Yerushalayim is the Nachal Chinam. That is the area to the south of the Shar Tzion, the Ir David as it's called, looking toward Mizrach Talpiot. We then say that there's a machloikis as to the order of the sprinklings. In other words, which direction was first and which direction was second. According to both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, after the first sprinkling, you then sprinkle on the next thing that you pass because of the klal of Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvahs. However, there's a difference exactly how you do this. According to Rabbi Akiva, you first sprinkle to the southeast, then to the southwest. And Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, you first sprinkle to the northeast, then to the northwest. In other words, it comes out, according to some of these pshatim, we don't always say the klal of kolpina sha'ata paina leitehe ella liyamin. Now there's a halachic shaila as to which is stronger, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs or tadir v'she'ena tadir kaidim. In some cases, this is clear. For example, by a bris mila, which do you do first? Do you do shachris first or do you do the bris mila first? We actually today daven shachris first. Really, once we say Zrizin Makdim and LaMitzvahs, we should really do the Mila first, because Ein Mavir and LaMitzvahs. But instead, we daven Shachris first, since we say Tadir V'Sheena Tadir, Tadir Kaida. A more complex Shaila is by Motzoi Shabbos Chanukah. Which is first, Havdalah or Hadlakas Neiris Shal Chanukah? In Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen, Tof Resh, Pei Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to do either Kamanover or Kamanover. For an interesting summary of the klolam of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, Tadir V'Sheena Tadir, Tadir Kedem, etc., take a look in Chaye Adam, Klal Samach Ches. Daf Nun Tes. We see from these Gemaras, Nichnas La'azara, that when one gets an Aliyah, he should approach the Bima the shortest way and leave the longest way. The Gemara says when the Kohen Gadol goes out of the Heichal, he pours the leftover blood onto the western Yisayid, which is the closest to the Heichal. This is according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara says that the blood flowed to the Nachal Kidron, and they would sell it to gardeners as fertilizers. According to the Rabbanan, if it is used prior to purchase, then it constitutes Mi'ila, but not Mi'ila Daraisa, but only Midrabbanan. Since it's only Mi'ila Midrabbanan, so you would only pay a Karen, but you would not pay a Chaimish on top of that. Finally, the Gemara says, in general, once a mitzvah is already finished, there is not me'ilah on that particular object. In other words, once you've done the mitzvah with the object, you can't be ma'il in it anymore. Taf samach. Kol ksubin haba'in ki echad ein melamdin. So if you have two ksubin haba'in ki echad, two different psukim, only in these two places the particular halacha applies, but nowhere else. Then we have a Mishnah. If one avayda on Yom Kippur was done out of order, then it has to be redone. What that basically means is that that avayda was like not done at all. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this chumrah is only by big day lavan mibifnim, not mibichutz. Daf samach aleph. In order for a person to be chayav to bring a chatas oil of yared for stepping into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tameh, he has to have yediyah b'tchila u'b'saif that he was tameh, and he has to have yediyah that he was actually on the Har HaBayis. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of Klal Yisrael, including the Kohanim, derive kapara for all of their averis, except for the avera of haba tameh l'mikdash, from the sayer la'azazel. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. The Gemara says just like the averis, the avaidus of Yom Kippur, had numerous segments, so too does the asham hamitzera have specific segments. An asham mitzera, which was shechted shaloi lishma, it's a machlekes if it can be fixed or not. The Gemara says that a nazir who completes his naziris gets a haircut. Let's say he has no hair, in other words, he's bald. So Beis Shammai says he still needs to pass a razor on his scalp, and Beis Hillel says he does not need to. And finally, the Gemara says the begadim and kelim used for the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur, as well as the people who prepared the par and the sayer, they all become tamei. These begadim and these kelim are sent to outside of the machna. Daf samach beis. We actually send out only one sayer la'azazel, not multiples. The Gemara says that there were three numbered boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, designated for Trumas HaLishka. And finally, the Gemara says that if a carbon Pesach got lost, and they took a second carbon Pesach, then they found the first one. According to the Chachamim, they can take either one of them for the carbon Pesach. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to take the original, the first one. So the same thing by the Azazel, that you have to use the first one, because we say the mitzvah is Bereishin. This marks the end of the fifth parak. Now let us begin the sixth parak, parak Shnei Se'irei. The Mishnah says, Lechatchila, the two Se'irim chosen for the girl should look the same, should be the same height, and should be worth about the same. They should also be taken on the same day. But b'di'evid, these mitzvahs are not ma'akev. The Mishnah further says, if a sayer dies after the girl, they must get a new pair and do a second girl. The leftover par, according to the Tanakhama, we let it graze till it gets a mum. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must die. The Gemara says that the two tzipare mitzera must also look alike, lechatchila. The karbanas tamid, the tamid shal shachar and the tamid shal bein harbayim, must be brought in area of sunshine, not in the shade. In other words, the karban tamid shal shachar should be brought in the northwest corner, where the sun would hit it, and the tamid shal bein harbayim would be brought in the northeast corner. These are, of course, normally, since the sun rises in the east, swings around the southern sky, and then sets in the west, these corners would be the areas where the sun would actually hit it. The Gemara says that the Isser of Shchutei Chutz does not apply to the Sayer La'azazel, since it's not really a Karban La'ashem. Mashenkin, of course, is Sayer La'ashem. Shchutei Chutz would apply. Before the Hagrola, before the point where they were actually designated, there was an Isser on both of the animals, since we don't know yet which one is going to be the Sayer La'ashem and which one is going to be the Sayer La'azazel. And the Gemara also says that Shlomim, if shechted before the doors of the Heichal, before the doors become open, it's considered pasul. Daf Samach Gimel. Rav Chisda holds of the Svara of Hoyel, and therefore, one can be chayav on Shchutei Chutz if a carbon can be brought as something else. The Gemara says, Meiser HaPesach, whatever is left over, becomes Shlomim automatically, as we see this in the Sechta Shkolim. The Gemara says that carbon Pesach, Sheshachtu B'chutz, B'shar Yemais HaShana, it was shechted after Yudal Nisan. So according to Rav Zimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he's potter whether it was shechted lishmai or shaloi lishmai. Masha'en Kain, according to Rav Chisda, if it was shechted shaloi lishmai b'chutz, then he is chayev for shchutei chutz, since we say akiras chutz shmei akira, and it was converted from shlamim to Pesach, so now it is roi lepesach oihel mayed. Ravin has a third shita that says he is chayev whether it was lishmai or shalo lishmai. The Gemara says that a karban which is mechusar zman, i.e. it is not yet time for this particular gavra to bring it, or it is not yet time for the animal to be roy, for example, the animal is less than 8 days old, then it cannot have a chiyav shchutei chutz. Also we say, only something which is roy lepesach ahel mayid is chayev v'shchutei chutz. The Gemara says that the soyer la'azazel also has a halacha of mechusar zman. In other words, it has to be more than 8 days old before you bring it. Additionally, the psul of mum also applies to the azazel. If it gets a mum, you must transfer the kedusha over to a different soyer. Daf samach dalet. We learn from the pasuk in Emor, Ois evies benoy loisishchetu b'yom echad. This, incidentally, we also learn on the first 2 days of Sukkot and on the second day of Pesach. Ois evies benoy constitutes a mechusar zman by the azazel. Therefore, if the soyer's la'azazel, the soyer's mother, was already shechted on Yom Kippur, let's say there was a person, for example, who was a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and they needed food for this person, so they shechted the sawyer's mother, then this sawyer, which is the benai now, which is now usher because of Isay V.S. benai, cannot be used on that day of Yom Kippur, and now you have to switch it. The Gemara says, once the sawyer la'azazel becomes pasul, what happens to the sawyer la'shem? Does it become pasul also? Is it a situation of dichoy, where it's pushed aside or not? Rav says, balei chayim eino nidachim. Therefore, you don't push off kedusha of an animal when it is still alive. So here, in this case, the sarah l'ashem would be kosher. So even though the sarah l'ashem was disqualified when the azazel was possible, but now there's a new azazel that reinstates this particular sarah l'ashem, since dichay wasn't chal on it at all, since it was a bal chay. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan holds, balei chayim nidachim, so therefore the sarah l'ashem is possible, because it was pasul immediately, as soon as the sarah la'azazel became pasul, and you cannot reinstate it anymore, because balei chayim nidachin. Therefore it's pasul, and you would need a new one. The Gemara says that balei mumin mida raisa are only unacceptable if they're alone. But if there's a taruvas balei mumin and tmimim, then you can mix them up together, and it's considered kosher. However, midrabanan, they're considered asur to be put on the mizbeach, even if they're taruvas, balei mumin, and tamimin. The Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that if you have two things that are kadosh, it's best to be makrib the one that became kadosh first as the carbon. For example, if the carbon pesach got lost, and we took a second one, then we found the first one. So according to the Chachamim, as we said, you're allowed to use either. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you're supposed to take the first one that was dedicated, because we say mitzvah barishayim. And finally, the Gemara says that the leftover animal that was not used, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's left to die. And according to the Tanakhama, it's yira ad sheyistayv, since ein chatas tzibor mesa. Daf samachay. The Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, paskins like Rav, and not like Rabbi Yochanan, that we say sheni shebezug, sheni yira ad sheyistayv. And the sayer that remained alone in the first pair is the one that is used for the avodah. From the mission that we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the dam of the sayer la'ashem spilled before the zrika, then yomus hamishtalech, and we need two new se'irim. This is since the entire mitzvah was never accomplished. The Gemara says people who sent their shkalim to Yerushalayim with shluchim, and the money got lost, the shliach is considered pater, since he is a shomer chinam. The Gemara says that if shkalim were sent this year, and they were not used, it's a machlokes if they can be used next year. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, the Tanakhama says no. However, in the case of Se'irim, here we're talking about Yom Kippur, those cannot be used from last year at all. But they have to be fresh from this year. This is because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all old karbanos, in other words, karbanos that were brought before Rosh Chodesh, are considered Truma Yishana.